श्रीनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री श्री रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश की जय। समवेद भक्तवृंद की जय। ताय गौर प्रेमानंदी। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सम ऑफ द वोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सम ऑफ द वोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द सम ऑफ द वोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग। नमो ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रस्ताव बदले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नाम नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी पचारिण्य विशेष प्रस्ताचार्य शतारिणे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 10, entitled Prahlad, the Best Among Exalted Devotees. And I believe we're reading from text number 14. Yeah. Please repeat. Ya etat kirtayan mahyam. Ya etat kirtayan mahyam. Tvaya gitam idam nara. Tvaya gitam idam nara. Tang cha mam cha smaran kale. Tang cha mam cha smaran kale. Karma bandhat pramuchyate. Karma bandhat pramuchyate. Ya etat kirtayan mahyam tvaya gitam idam nara tam cha mam cha smaran kale karma bandhat pramuchyate. Ya etat kirtayan mahyam Tvaya gitam idam nara tam cha mam cha smaran kale karma bandhat pramuchyate. Ya etat kirtayan mayam tvaya gitam idam nara Tang cha mang cha smaran kale karma bandhat pramuchyate. Ya etat kirtayan mahyam tvaya gitam idam nara tang cha mang cha smaran kale Karma bandhat pramuchyate. Ya etat kirtayan mayam. Taya gitam idam nara. Tang cha mang cha smaran kale. Karma bandhat pramuchyate. Ya etat kirtayan mayam tvaya gitam idam nara tam cha mam cha smaran kale karma bandhat pramuchyate. Ya etat kirtayan mayam tvaya gitam idam nara Kale Karma Bandhat Pramuchyate. Ladies, Ya etat kirtayan mayam Taya gitam idam nara Tang cha mam cha smaran kale Karma Bandhat Pramuchyate. Ya etat kirtayan mahyam tvaya gitam idam nara Tangchamangcha smarankale karma bandhat pravuchyate. Ya, anyone who etat, this activity, kirtayat, chants, mahyam, unto me, tvaya, by you, gitam, prayers offered, idam, this, naraha, human being, tvam, you, cha, as well as, mangcha, me also, smaran, remembering, kale, in due course of time, karma bandhat, from the bondage of material activities, pramuchyate, becomes free. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, one who always remembers your activities and my activities also, and who chants the prayers you have offered becomes free in due course of time from the reactions of material activities. Please repeat, one who always remembers your activities and my activities also, and who chants the prayers you have offered becomes free in due course of time from the reactions of material activities. Purport. Here it is stated that anyone who chants and hears about the activities of Prahlad Maharaj in relationship with Prahlad's activities, the activities of Nrisimhadev, gradually becomes free from all the bondage of fruitive activities. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.15 and 2.56, Yang hi na vyatitante te purusham purusharshabha samadukha sukam dhiram somritatvaya kalpate. O best among men, Arjuna, the person who is not disturbed by happiness and distress and is steady in both is certainly eligible for liberation. Dukesha nudhignana manaha sukeshu vigna vigatasprihah Vitaragabaya krodha stidadir munir uchyate. One who is not disturbed in spite of the threefold miseries, who is not elated when there is happiness, and who is free from attachment, fear, and anger, is called a sage of steady mind. A devotee should not be aggrieved in an awkward position, nor should he feel extraordinarily happy in material opulence. This is the way of expert management of material life. Because a devotee knows how to manage expertly, he is called Jivan Mukta. As Rupa Goswami explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Iha Yasya Harir Dasye Karman Manasa Gira Nikilas Vyapyavastasu Jivan Mukta Sa Uchate. A person acting in Krishna consciousness, or in other words, in the service of Krishna, with his body, mind, and intelligence and words, is a liberated person even within this material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. Because of constantly engaging in devotional service in any condition of life, a devotee is free from all material bondage. Bhakti pumnati mannishta svapakanapisang bhavat. Even one born in a family of meat-eaters is purified if he engages in devotional service. Bhagavatam 11.14.21. Srila Jiva Goswami cites this verse in logically supporting that anyone who chants about the pure life and activities of Prahlad Maharaj is free from the reactions of material activities. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Giranjana Shalakya Chakshum Litam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Venama. Bukam Guru Diva Chalam Pankam Langayate Girim Yipadam Ham Vande Sigram Dinatarunam. One who always remembers your activities and my activities also, and who chants the prayers you have offered, becomes free in due course of time from the reactions of material activities. So sometimes in devotional service we become a little anxious. that how come I'm not going as quickly as I thought I was going to. I see all of these wonderful devotees advancing so nicely, and I'm sort of stuck. It's not happening as fast as I would have liked. Or when you read the Shastras, sometimes we hear about the activities of such great exalted personalities as Prahlad or Dhruva or the Pandavas or residents of Vrindavan. Again, there's so many wonderful accounts in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And sometimes we become anxious that I'm trying so hard, but for some reason, it's not clicking. Or I have my moments when things are very ecstatic. Other times, things are very challenging. So here in this verse, it's very nicely stated by who's speaking here? The Srinadeva. The Lord Himself is speaking that one who remembers Krishna's or Prahlad, your activities and my activities, becomes free in due course of time. So devotional service is we hear this all the time, it's a gradual process. And it is. Gradually, in due course, after executing the regulative principles properly and engaging in a regulated devotional service, in due course of time, one becomes affixed in devotional life. The beginning, though, here is being, or one point that's very strongly stressed here, is anyone chanting and hearing. It's so critical in any aspect of life, whether it be material or spiritual. If you're hearing properly, then, as Prabhupada explains, shravanam kirtanam, when the hearing is done nicely, then the chanting is done nicely. Just like when we have kirtan here, when you hear the melody nicely, then the repetition is done nicely. Of course, we're not fixed. We don't have some fixation about melodies. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj Prabhupada was, there's some observation of him that he couldn't, purposely didn't keep a tune. The point is that when you hear nicely, hearing is so important. When you hear nicely, then the kirtan, then the execution of devotional service is done nicely. And we all have practical experience. When you hear, even in the material life, even in outside society, when you hear what the teacher is explaining, that this is how you correct this problem or this is how you execute this particular work, whatever it may be, then if you hear it nicely and you execute it nicely, you're promoted, right? The result is there, but you're also promoted. So here also we're understanding that by hearing and chanting properly, in due course of time, that promotion happens. In due course of time, you're promoted in devotional life, meaning that you become more detached from material life. Promotion doesn't mean that you get a better position, but you become detached from this, from all of the anxiety and fear that's here in this material world. There's a very nice verse, a discussion by the demigods in offering their prayers to the personality of Godhead. Yes, chadaya shutavatya chabhaktya samrijyamana hridaya. I don't know, forget the next line, but Chamana or something like that, I'm not sure. But the point being, the verse explains how by hearing with eagerness and devotion, it's one thing to hear, just like I remember being in school, and you're sitting there, and the teacher's going on and on and on, and you're pretending like you're hearing, but actually your mind is in another place. So that the hearing process has to be with eagerness and devotion. There actually has to be some sincerity, some sincere desire that I want to hear what this topic is all about, what this discussion is all about. Just like we hear how when Prakrit Maharaj was being instructed by the Shukadeva Goswami, all of these great sages, they were hearing very attentively. There was a genuine eagerness to hear about the activities of the personality of Godhead, to hear this wonderful recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that hearing has to be done with eagerness and devotion. And meditating on those instructions within the heart, by meditating on those instructions within the heart, one is described, one develops knowledge. Automatically, by revelation, knowledge develops. Again, it's a gradual process. It's not that we have to go through extra anxiety or endeavor. But simply by hearing with eagerness and devotion and meditating upon those activities of the personality of Godhead, or his devotees for that matter, as we're hearing here, one becomes enlightened within the heart. And on the strength of detachment, becomes peaceful. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport of that verse, in the third canto, he gives the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how although he was just a young man and had a very beautiful wife and a loving mother, he gave all of that up to for a greater purpose, for a higher purpose. And by taking up a devotional life and executing it properly, hearing properly, one develops that strength and detachment, which is necessary to advance properly in a devotional life. So, in this verse here, we're hearing how Srila Prabhupada is pointing out that anyone who chants and hears the activities of the devotee and the personality of Godhead gradually becomes free from all bondage of fruitive activities. And those activities, hearing about those activities and discussing those activities of the personality of Godhead and his devotees, are so special that whenever they're discussed, it's described that the members of the audience become freed from material hankerings. There's very nice instruction given by the Prachetas, or glorification actually, after Lord Vishnu instructed the Prachetas. Their response was that whenever the pure topics of the transcendental world are discussed, the members of the audience become freed, they're released from all kinds of material hankering, at least for the time being. It's just like when you go to the movie house, there's gigantic screen, and the speakers are blasting. You're totally engulfed. You're totally immersed in the movie. Problem is that after the movie, you have to come back into all of the anxiety and fear that's there within the material world. But the Prachetas are describing that the difference is that when one hears about the activities of the personality of Godhead, not only does one become freed from material hankering, but one also becomes freed from other from the envy of other living beings, and from anxiety and the suffering of anxiety and fear. So, just like we were hearing the other day, Srila Prabhupada was very nicely describing on Sunday, we were discussing afterwards, Srila Prabhupada was speaking so nicely about a devotional life, Krishna consciousness, and how very simple and clear it is. And the way he presented it was so precise and so right on the point. And you could feel that there was no envy. This is the position of the devotee of the Lord, the exalted devotees of the Lord, just like when we're hearing the wonderful prayers of Prahlad, or we're hearing the wonderful prayers of Dhruva or Queen Kunti. These great personalities, they're giving their realizations, and you can feel how powerful it is, how it's free from envy. There's no toward all living beings. And Srila Prabhupada was saying very nicely on one tape I was listening the other day how a devotee should be free from envy of all other living beings, whether it be human, animals, or insects, and even trees. And so this is the position of the devotee of the Lord, that they're so absorbed in hearing about the activities of the personality of Godhead that there's no envy of one another, there's no suffering or anxiety or fear, and that total absorption, just as you may be absorbed in a movie theater in some mundane setting, that total absorption is there throughout throughout the day for a Krishna conscious person. And that glorification, Srila Prabhupada points out here, is should be done in an expert way. That execution of devotional service should be expertly managed. That glorification we also hear in the later on in Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami describes to Maharaj Prakrit Nivritta Tarsha Rupa Giyamana that this hearing and chanting about the activities of the personality of Godhead is the medicine. It's the proper medicine for those who are undergoing repeated birth and death. And it's relished by those who are no longer interested in the glorification of this temporary world, this temporary manifestation. It's only relished by such persons. And the qualities of those persons, as Prabhupada is pointing out here, they're not disturbed by happiness and distress. They're not disturbed by the dualities of this material world. Srila Prabhupada points out this wonderful verse, who is free from attachment, fear, and anger. Because sometimes in devotional life, one has to be daring and active. Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport of that verse, in the third chapter, or second chapter, in 256, he describes how in devotional life sometimes one has to be daring and active, but yet not bothered by the attachment and aversion of material life. So a devotee should not be aggrieved in any awkward position, nor should he feel extraordinarily happy in material opulence. This is the way of expert management of material life. Because the devotee knows how to manage expertly, he is called Jivan Mukta, meaning that one is engaging all of one's body, mind, and words. Everything is being engaged in Krishna's service. This is a definition of expert management, that we're able to engage everything, whether it be our body, our time, or our words, in something related to Krishna or his devotees. And because of constantly engaging in devotional service in any condition of life, a devotee is freed from all material bondage. So much so that even the lowest of persons, Prabhupada quotes this one verse by in the 11th canto, I'm not sure who spoke that verse, but it is in the 11th canon. And he cites here that Jiva Goswami cites this verse, it's Krishna speaking, that even those who are dog eaters, even those who are of the lowest character, can be purified. And it's so closely related to the second canon verse, Kiratun in the Pulinda Pulkasha, given by Shukadeva Goswami when he's speaking to Maharaj Parikit, Shujanti Tasmai Prabhavishnave Nama, that the even the lowest of persons, even those who are engaged in the most abominable activities, can become purified by the association, by the mercy of the devotees of the Lord. Again, a point being that by hearing about the activities of the Lord and his devotees, one is gradually freed in due course. This is the importance, the value of hearing nicely, hearing properly about the activities of the personality of Godhead and his devotees. And in due course, as the Lord points out here, one is freed from material activities. this is so it's so important to hear properly, and the reward again is a detachment from this material world. Right, those are just a few points that I had. We'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Bol, Prabhu. Thank you for the nice class. Just check my notes again. Anybody else have a question? No, but I was going to ask you.
I missed that one.
You're talking about how we should hear and chant very attentively, and if you do that in a gradual process, you become detached from material entanglement and fears and hankering and envy. So in the same way you try to focus your mind, like when you're chanting japa, like with the determination and with Krishna's help, he'll gradually help you just focus on the holy names, where instead of your mind wandering all over the place.
Yeah.
Same way, is that true with like kirtan? If you really try to focus on the holy names and chanting and dancing, will you be able to focus on the holy names better?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything we do, whether it be kirtan or whether it's cleaning or cooking, as we focus our minds more attentively on all these different devotional activities, it helps. It's all to facilitate the chanting. It's all about that. It's all about becoming more attached and fixed in chanting the holy name of the Lord, hearing it nicely and performing it nicely. Yeah, so whatever it is, whether we're chanting, dancing, or serving the deity, or cleaning the floor, studying the shastras, there are different devotional activities, right? Serving the devotees. All these things are meant to facilitate the chanting, to help us develop a taste for the chanting.
But if you put more effort into it, do you say you make quicker advancement?
Yeah. Yeah, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that as you surrender unto him, he rewards you accordingly. Absolutely. As you become more enthusiastic and determined in the and attentive to the execution, the results come, yeah, without a doubt. Any other comments on that?
Sometimes we see that, you know, especially newcomers, they come and devotees immediately offer them cartels or wampers, and they become so attached and playing that they don't even know how to play good cartels or wampers, and they chanting, they don't put importance. So the instruments, in my vision, is almost like a secondary thing.
It's just to accompany the chanting.
It's a secondary thing.
Yeah, it's not meant to overwhelm.
The most important is the holy name.
Yeah, we're not not musicians. We're not dancers per se. Yeah. Oh, we can do all these things for Krishna, certainly, but they're all meant to facilitate and accompany the chanting.
And of course, when they become mature and when they know how to play and we know how to do, then it becomes very sweet.
It's natural. Yeah, it becomes sweet. Natural, yeah. And becomes, yeah, very sweet. Like when Bali plays, and he doesn't get too excited. It's very... it's very melodious and it's very soothing. So devotional service is like that. When we do it with some real intent, it becomes very soothing. Yeah, it becomes a disturbance.
Hare Krishna, but we have to pretty much insist on training, because the natural tendency is if you come into an assembly, people are having fun, banging things together and running around, you naturally want to do the same thing. But we see Prabhupada's mood when he was sending those three couples to London. He personally sat them down and trained them how to play the kartos, how to chant, the melodies, everything. So we're a training institution. Sometimes we forget that. And then we get mad at people if they don't know how to do things. But if you don't train them, how are they going to know to do it? So when I joined in New York in 73, they practically made you learn. You had to take the time to learn the basic mandanga beats. You had to take the time to learn the basic kartal beats. Somebody taught you. It wasn't just like going to kirtan, pick it up and do what you want. But if we don't take the time to train them as senior devotees, then we can't get mad at them when they don't do it right. So we really have to take the time, set some time aside to train people to do things. And that encompasses everything, not just the kirtan, the cooking, the cleaning, the computer work, anything. Somebody has to take the time to train newcomers. If you don't take the time to train them, then you can't get mad at them if they don't do it right.
Yeah, Prabhupada was the best example. He trained how to do everything, even clean. Clean, cook, chant, speak, walk, dress. It's all there. Drink water. How to do everything and everything. But again, we don't become, the idea is not to become too fixed, get some fixation about being professional, this or that. Prabhupada stopped that in Mayapur 1 year. The devotees were having kirtan parties, and they were getting all professional and looking and dancing and acting the right way. And Prabhupada nixed it. He didn't like that. Any other questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Calling him again a little bit later. He didn't have his phone. Okay.
Great. Thank you. Okay.
So, if worst case scenario, if he actually arrives without having seen the email or the text message or the missed phone call, and he calls you, could you just let him know that I'll be picking?